Chapter 2, Get What You Came For. Leadership is a potent combination of strategy and character. But if you must be without one, be without strategy. What is it that you really want? If you don't know what you want, you'll never get it. It all starts right here, my friend, with desire. You must want it. You must have a desire to achieve and a desire to succeed. Get what you came for. Get what you came for. This is the line that first responders hear from me all the time. But for you to get what you came for, you have to know what it is you came for. What is that thing that you have wished for or hoped for? That thing that you may have been dreaming about since you were a kid. Maybe it's to be a captain, earn that ranking of chief one day, be an all-American dad, have an amazing marriage, be an entrepreneur, start a side business, or maybe even retire one day with successful hobbies. If you don't know what you want, you'll never get it. This is one of the most important questions that you can ask yourself. This is where it all starts. What is the life you want to live? We're talking about being fit for life. What does that life look like? The big picture, the thing you dream of, your ultimate goal. What does that look like to you? We all have those things we want to get or achieve, but so many times we stop short of refining it to know exactly what it is that we want. You have to be specific about it. You have to be vivid in your description of it. If you don't know where you want to go, you'll never get there. This is so important because what you desire is where your focus will go. Once you know what it is that you desire, then you must place a timeline on achieving or obtaining it. When will you accomplish this goal, this desire? Success starts with desire. Most first responders are afraid to put their what out there because they don't want to set themselves up for failure. It is your what that will determine where you put your focus. And the minute you decide to focus on something, that is the moment you give it meaning in your life. That meaning is what produces the necessary emotions that create the action to help you obtain your what. Your what will drive you in becoming fit for life. Man, this chapter, this lesson is get what you came for. You have got to be real about your what right now. Be specific about it and put it out there. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, was never unclear about his what. When asked about his what, his response was always the same. He played the game to be the greatest player of all time. What are you playing the game for? In the pursuit of being fit for life, get what you came for by defining your what. Your daily take action. Today you will build out your life goal assessment. Start with a piece of paper if you don't have the Fit First Responder book. Right at the top of the piece of paper, I want you to write life goal assessment. Put your name on it and put today's date on it. I want you to be as specific as possible while answering the following questions. Number one of your life goal assessment, what I want to accomplish in life. These are your outcomes. These are your goals for the next 25 weeks while committing to be a fit first responder. Physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally, professionally, financially, spiritually, what I want to accomplish. I want you to write it right there. Be as specific and vivid as you can. The second question, why I want to accomplish this goal, this what. The third question, I will do just about anything except what are you not willing to do? What things are you willing to sacrifice? And what habits do you need to break to ultimately get to your what. Number four, when I reach these life goals, what I will get and how I will feel. Number five, my past record of obtaining my desired life goals has been. And today's winning confession. I will be fit for life. I will win as a first responder and win in life. I will achieve my greatest potential as the hero I was created to be. I am and will succeed in life. I am a winner. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life.